Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shahid, your host of Optimal Health. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We give all the praises and the thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, the Creator of everything. We thank Him for allowing us to be here with you this afternoon, and thank Him for allowing you to be here with us and taking time out of your busy schedule on this after Thanksgiving. Brother and sister, we thank you for joining us. And we thank you for being interested in your health and getting more information about how to optimize our health. In order to optimize one's health, one must be able to cure all of their diseases, because a disease anywhere in the human body will be a distraction for our brain. It will compromise our brain, eventually a disease anywhere, because our body is interconnected, interdependent, integrated, and interrelated. And we operate as one biological unit. We like to also say that the human being is energy dependent. We depend on energy, and we must always be producing energy. If we eat food that depletes our energy or reduce our energy, then it's literally taking our life. We are energy, brothers and sisters. He was stung by bees, a bug, ticks, and mice, and toxic from snake bite, mosquito bite. All these things will zap the energy from us, literally taking our life. So that's much to learn about health and where health comes from. Our health comes from our cells, brothers and sisters. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us. If we ignore them, health would be denied. So every week, brothers and sisters, we ask people to join us on AM360 to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Brother and sister, the Almighty, allow us to be able to cure every disease that we have. We have the ability to cure every disease. The Almighty did not leave out anything. He put all of the components inside of us. We have 11 systems. We have cells that divide to produce new cells to take the place of old cells. It is our cells that produce all of our essentials. Essential, it means those things that's important for life on this planet. And our cell can produce every single one of them. When it cannot produce the essentials for life on this planet, then they will send us a sign called symptoms. Symptom is not the disease. It's an indication that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy, because a disease is abnormalcy and health is normalcy. So we're not supposed to have a disease. The longer we maintain the normalcy, we won't have one. Well, we have to take care of ourselves. We must know how to remove the blood impurity that comes from the food, the air, the water, in our environment. This is what we must learn. Take great knowledge. So we ask people to join us every week, brothers and sisters, planet Earth, in symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells, is well known for an echo chamber of illusion with booger traps everywhere. And who's teaching us how to navigate these booger traps on planet Earth? A rock floating in space, very toxic, adversary, and predatory. And no one is really teaching us how to navigate this place to prevent from catching the disease. That's why we ask you to join us every week to learn about these things that cause health to be denied, these booger traps that cause health to be denied. So we have an excellent program outlined for us today, brothers and sisters. We're going to talk more about food. And is eating raw food healthy? Is eating raw food healthy? There's many misconceptions about food, brothers and sisters. We're trying to clear up these misconceptions. Food does not cure diseases. It gives us sustainable energy to carry out our daily activities. And there's no perfect food on planet Earth. I'm sure this sounds strange to some of you, but there's no perfect food. All food have health disruptors. I know that might sound strange, and we have to eat food to live. But if we eat food, we're going to get sick. If we don't eat food, we're going to die of starvation. So mankind has a dilemma. And no one has brought this to our attention before now. It is symptomatic science that's bringing this to our attention. So, brother and sister, once again, we thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM 360. What is Optimal Health? Optimal Health, the Almighty has allowed us the ability to cure every disease, to make our body resistant to diseases, resistant to microbes and parasites, those things we cannot even see. Toxic metal that's omnipresent everywhere, in the air we drink, in the air we breathe, in the water we drink, in the food we eat, toxic metal. Radiation, poison, toxic alkaloids from plants and acids. These things are everywhere. So, but we are created to live here and thrive here. But we can't do it without great knowledge. This requires mastering the rules of health. The iron rule, the speed law, the weakness law, the pH rule, and the natural law. Therefore, optimal health must be earned, brothers and sisters. We can't inherit it from our parent and grandparent. It's what we do every single day will determine the quality of our health or whether we achieve it or not. We want healthy longevity, brothers and sisters, not just living to 100, 105, 110, but be healthy when we get there and beyond that point. Not having to have someone to carry us around, taking care of us, feeding us, changing our clothes, giving us a bath, that is no fun. The Almighty wants us to enjoy healthy longevity and keep living and keep living and keep living until we reach our fullest potential. Some of us are late bloomers. We really didn't get started until later in our life. And by the time you figure things out, then it's time for you to die? No, that doesn't sound right. It takes almost 40 to 50 years to figure out where we are and who we are. Then we die right after that? No, doesn't sound right. So, brothers and sisters, the Almighty has gifted us with the ability to just keep living and keep living and keep living. If we correct our mistakes, the mistakes of the past, correct our parent and grandparent mistakes, not repeat them. So we thank you for taking time out of your business schedule today, brothers and sisters. We have an excellent program outlined. We have our classmate with us from the American School of Symptometry, Mrs. Rita Teller. We're going to open her mic. She's going to be helping us out today. And we're going to be talking about, she's going to be talking about and share more information about food. Food is our biggest problem because we have misconception about food. We eat food for all kinds of reasons, but the main reason to eat food is to nourish ourselves. Now we must use science to select the food to eat, but even healthy food can kill us. Now what happens after eating? That's what we must also learn. What happens after eating the food? These things must be brought to our attention. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and get started with our program. And here again, we thank you for joining us. Take a moment to call someone. Ask them to join us to learn some information they probably never heard before. On Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Teller, both certified symptometry health coaches and also students at the American School of Symptometry, studying to become doctors of symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, kind of like a healthcare system for the cells, for our DNA, help us to remove blood impurities, Help us to fortify our body against diseases. Help us to learn who we are and where we are. These are the things. Good evening, Ms. Rita.
Assalamualaikum. How are you?
Waalaikumsalam. Thank you for joining us today and taking time out of your busy schedule. We certainly appreciate you coming aboard and joining us and working with us this evening on Optimal Health. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Assalamualaikum to everyone. I know that you had a great Thanksgiving. I did, and enjoy your family and food. But I'm going to be talking more about food and food that we need to avoid and to make sure that we are healthy. As my brother said, what is an optimal health is the natural ability of our body parts to resist diseases. And how do you resist disease? By eating your food and cooking it right. And today we are going to share with you why eating raw food is not good for you. Why eating raw food is not good for you. There's a reason why we have cooking. There's a reason why we have fire. And I'm going to share with you how we came to start eating cooked food, and also the reason why raw food is not good, and the scientific reason behind it, why you should avoid eating raw food. So I am delighted to share with you on that. And, you know, somebody said, you know, what is health? Somebody asked you, how are you taking care of your health? You know, health is the only thing you have on earth that you should invest in. Because without good health, you have nothing. Because without good health, money won't buy you anything. You can have all the billions of dollars. And if you're not healthy, if you're sick all the time, life is miserable. And Centometry is here to share with you how you can avoid all these pitfalls in this planet Earth, so that you be able to enjoy an optimal, healthy living. Optimal, healthy living. You know, health is based on two things that I'd like to share with you. The first one is, who are you as a human being? Are you as a human being? You know what? A human being is a carbon-based, energy-dependent biological existence made of matrix and cell. And everything, our systems and cell are interconnected, interrelated, and integrated because they work together. All our system has to work together for you to be optimal and healthy. Number two, where are you? Where are you living? You are living on planet Earth. There's a lot of diseases. It has a lot of things that create illusions that you think is correct, but it's not. Like what am we going to share with you today? People are eating a lot of raw food, and they didn't know that it's not healthy for them. And we're going to show you the scientific reason why raw food is not good for you. So you need to know who you are, and you need to know, where are you? You are on planet Earth, which is toxic, predatory, and a place where you need to know what you're doing to survive. And one of the things we're going to share with you is that a lot of people eat raw food. I'm going to share with you that it is not good for you. So before we do, we're going to talk about all kinds of labels that people put up on themselves. You know, who's a carnivore? You know, a carnivore is the one who eats red meat, like lamb, bison, and elk, but may include raw cheese and cream on the raw meat diet. An omnivore is a human being who eats meat, fish, shellfish, and plant-based food, like we are. Omnivore human. We are supposed to eat meat, fish,
and plan for it. But that's what we are. You know, some people say we're going to eat half of this and not. No, you're supposed to eat meat, fish, shell food, and plant-based foods. Vegetarian. Some people call themselves vegetarian. These people avoid meat and seafood, but they also consume dairy and eggs. These are vegetarians. Vegan. You heard about the term vegan, right? It's a person who avoids all animal-based food and only eat plant-based food. These are vegans. They said, we're only going to eat plant-based food. We're not going to eat meat. We're not going to do that. But, you know, it's up to them. Whatever they want to do, that is their choice. Raw foodists. People who eat, who are only eating plant-based food, which is not even heated. They eat it raw. But you know what? Raw food have protozoans. It has viruses. It has worms. It has all kinds of things that you're going to put in your body. And remember, if you do, what do you think is going to happen to that body if you put viruses and worms and it goes into your body? You're not going to be healthy. You're going to get sick. So we're going to share with you why being a carnivore, omnivore, is something that we all need to strive. Okay? And why do people, you know, we are vegans, we are this and that and that. Really, you eat so that you have the energy to do the things that you need to do. Food does not cure diseases. By the way, we were told years ago that food cure disease. No, it doesn't. That was a lie. Food is supposed to give you energy so that you can do the things you need to do. But whether you are a vegan or whatever, how do you feel? How is your skin smooth and supple? Or is it wrinkly? Are you often gassy? Do you often have headaches? Do you itch? Do you have blisters and ulcers and wounds? And also, when you go to the lab and do your lab work, do you have red flags? That shows you that your hemoglobin is low. You don't have vitamin D. You are low in vitamin D. You are low here and there. Okay, a healthy person should have not any red flags at all. If you're healthy, it should say you are within range. You are normal. So if you're not, there's something that you're doing. So being a vegan or whatever, to me, that is a label that people use. But eating vegetables and meat and everything else is what we were meant to do, but people decide to do other things. So before we go on, we know that people have labels, and labels means nothing. It's just how you feel. If you feel good, if the food you eat is cooked well, then you should be okay. But I'm going to show you why we need to cook our food. You know, before our pre-ancestors came in, they were not cooking their food. They were eating raw food. So they were sick a lot. They didn't live longer. Their brains were small. And so, you know, the population on Earth was very, like 300,000. It was not a whole lot. Until they find heat and fire. Until they find heat and fire, because when they found that out, when they found fire, that was the beginning of us living longer, having good pregnancies and all that stuff. So I'm going to share with you why, you know, we need to cook our food. You know, the early ancestors, they were hunters and gatherers. As I said, they didn't cook their food. They just ate them raw. But they were sick all the time. until they finally find fire. And when they started finding fire, they were able to cook their meat. That's when whatever they picked up, they were able to grill the food and start cooking their food. And by cooking their food, they were able to increase the population. Pregnancies didn't end in miscarriages. Pregnancy went to full term, and the population increased and increased and increased all the time because of cooking their food. The word I want to hear is cooking their food, because we're talking about why raw food is not good for you. Because when they were eating raw food, do you know what they were eating? They were getting, you know, these raw food are storehouses of viruses, fungi, bacteria, protozoa, worms, and other parasites. So when they ate these things, they have diarrhea. They were nauseated. They were vomiting because of the raw food have all these parasites in them. And the life expectancy was only like 30 years. If you live to be 30 years, you're in good shape until they find fire. When they find fire, they find out that they can't live longer. The viruses and stuff will be not all eliminated, but at least some of them, because they're cooking the food, they're not eating it raw. Okay? And women were able to carry their kids to full term. You know, they were able to, they didn't have stillbirth. Stillbirth is when a baby died in the womb. They weren't having that because they were cooking their food. So fire made a difference. So why have we decided that we don't want to cook our food, we want to eat it raw? Why? I'd like to know why. How many of you here eat raw food? I know that, you know, the sushis of the world and all this stuff. But we need to find out, do we need to eat raw food when we know that cooking our food has helped us to live longer? Cooking our food has helped us to produce bigger brains instead of smaller brains and stuff. Cooking our food is good for our health, okay? And in that way, I would like to share with you why cooking our food is good for us. And secondly, I would like to also share with you the reason why we need to avoid raw food completely and eat cooked food. You know, in cytometry, we also said if you have vegetables, when you bring them in, you know that it has viruses and fungus and everything on it. So when you buy any vegetables or anything, you need to bring it home, wash it well, really, really well, because you have soil and everything in it. Wash it and put in saline solution for 8 minutes. The reason is that you want to neutralize all the viruses and everything on it. But people don't even do that, and they put it straight in their mouth. You're going to have diseases. People say, oh, the doctor doesn't know what's wrong with me. What kind of food have you been eating? How are you preparing your food? Again, meat. How do you prepare your meat? Do you prepare your meat by just putting it on a grill for an hour? No, because you know what? That food has poison in it. It has antibiotics that they have injected. It has all kinds of things in there. How are you cooking it? Cytometry said cooking on a high heat, if it's heavy meat or something like that, for an hour, and then take it out and season it the way you like it and put in a crock pot for another 11 hours. Why? The reason we want you to do that is that it neutralizes all the microbes and everything else, and also it brings out the amino acid that we need for our bodies. So that 12 hours is how long a food should be cooked, not 30 minutes, not on the grill for an hour, because that is nothing. You still have all the viruses and everything on it, but you're going to eat it because it's how everybody's doing it. Don't follow people because you don't know what they have. You need to make sure that you cook your food scientifically and everything else. And if you prepare it that way, you will find that your food, you're going to be healthy. So, again, I'm coming back to how we cook our food today and why we should be cooking our food instead of eating it raw. Okay. So why do you want to eat your food raw? Let me give you instances why you should not be eating your food raw. Okay? According to studies, women who consume raw meat and fish, they have menstrual problems, frequent miscarriages, stillbirths, breast issue, infertility, ovarian problems. Men who consume raw meat and fish may also suffer from sterility, erectile dysfunction, semen disorders, skin diseases, and digestive or metabolic issues like ancestor death. The truth is that eating raw meat, fish, eggs, and even raw vegetable is really self-poisoning. You're poisoning your body. Why? Because you have bacteria, microbes, and these cause food poison. And the food poisoning that is going to happen to you, we're going to list them so that you know. Okay? Eating raw food is not good for anyone. Anyone. Sushi and stuff, I won't recommend it. Because of the protozoa, the viruses, the funguses, the worms that you are ingesting into your body that nobody's telling you. Nobody's telling you. Only symptoms is bringing it to light that don't eat these. You get up with a stomach ache and you'll be rushed to the emergency. And when you get there, they don't know what's wrong with you, so they will give you anything to calm you down. But you can prevent it by eating cooked food, not raw food. Let me give you some reasons why we should not be eating raw food. You know, there's something called listeria. Listeria is often found in refrigerators, and that can cause fever, muscle ache, diarrhea, upset stomach, and everything else. So, and it can also cause stillbirth. So if you're pregnant and you eat raw food, your chance of really having stillbirth with this listeria is prevalent. Let me tell you something. Last week, they were talking about listeria in fruits, around fruit that people should avoid. They were asking pregnant women to be careful about these things because they found it in certain fruits, plums, and everything else. So I am saying that raw food is not good for you because listeria will kill your baby if you're pregnant. And people don't even know they have listeria. It can be in your body for 2 months and you wouldn't even know it. Raw food, if you eat raw eggs, beef and chicken and pork, all raw, you will have salmonella. Have you heard about salmonella? It's always in the news. Salmonella. Have you heard about that? It's because if you eat raw food, you will have that. Okay? And it will cause diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps. And normally you find some in processed food. If you eat processed food, you will find them in there too. What about E. coli? I'm giving you scientific reasons why you should not be eating raw food. E. coli. Have you heard in the news lately? E. coli? It's found in human intestines and animal intestines. You know, a lot of people get E. coli, and some get sick and some do die. You want to be one of them? You want to be a statistic? Okay? They also find in untreated water. You should drink, electrolyte water, basically, and make sure that the food that you eat is not contaminated. Because if you're eating raw food, vegetable and stuff, it's contaminated. It's poison. But you don't know that because they said it's okay. It's fashionable to eat raw food, but you are putting things in your stomach that you shouldn't have, like viruses and protozoa and worms. Worms, they're all over the place. When you buy greens and stuff and you bring them home, you open them up, there are worms coming all over. And if you just eat it raw, it goes into your stomach. Is your doctor telling you not to do that? Why would they tell you? Because when you get sick, they make money. So we're telling you that you need to prevent these things so that you don't have to run to the doctor, so that you can eat, you can live a healthy life, okay? So these are the kind of
things. Ms. Rita.
Yes, sir.
We have a hand raised. Let's go to that hand and see what this question is about, please. I hate to interrupt you. You're sharing such excellent information, but I'd like to take the opportunity to go to this hand raise. 111. 111, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikumsalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes. How's both of my best friends this evening?
We're doing excellent. We're doing excellent. You have a question for our guest,
yes.
Ms. Rita, the certified symptomatologist.
Yes, I just wanted to. I really have just a short statement.
Right.
What I wanted to ask is when you all get a chance, please expound on, dental. And I just came from my dental appointment. Well, it was a dental consultation appointment,
Okay, good.
And they were telling me, they gave me my treatment plan of, what I'm going to need to have done. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to mention that it's so important to really educate ourselves on that part of our health as well, because everything else, is affected by what we put in our mouths, what we do with our oral health. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say now I have been, I'm cooking a big pot of lamb stew all day long. It's been in my crock pot. You
mm-hmm.
were saying, what are we cooking? And, yes, mm-hmm. I've done it scientifically.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
So I'm about to chow down. So I just wanted to mention that. Assalamu alaikum.
Excellent.
So you're cooking your lamb over 12 hours, huh? So you're going to eat
Been on since this morning. I had it in my crock pot. I, prepared it and had it cooking slowly. I have one of those crock pots that, can cook slowly by itself all day long. It's been cooking. So it's very done and very tender and smelling so good.
Wonderful.
Can
you share with the audience how you prepared that? That lamb that you, how did you prepare it before you put in the crock pot? Can you share your experience so that other people can learn? Can you share that with us right now?
Well, I did it the way you all have, I followed you all instructions of, scientifically cooking the lamb, mm-hmm. or boiled it first, mm-hmm. After cleaning everything off, of course,
mm-hmm.
very thoroughly,
mm-hmm.
Then I put my seasonings in. I did all that preparation yesterday, last night,
Mm-hmm.
And and boiled it for several hours. It was about 4 hours. I just boiled it in the juices that I had put together with my seasonings, and then I added my fresh vegetables with it, and then I put it on some more and let it just boil so for some more hours. And then this morning I put it in the crock pot, and it's been cooking slowly all day long.
Okay. Well, that sounds like you are using that method and everything else. One thing I wanted to say, since you're doing lamb for me, you were able to pull all the fat out, right? Yeah, I could done it as it, because
yes.
There's a lot of fat in
yes,
in
I
it.
Sure have. So, yes, I
okay.
did.
That's why I want our audience to know that remove all the fat before you do all they look like. She is preparing the way scientifically, and thanks for sharing that information with us. Thank you.
And yes, also, Sister Amina, we'll be sharing starting next week about dentistry and cytometry. Dentistry and cytometry. We'll be talking about the difference between teeth and bones, the connection between dental problems and heart problems, how to prevent tooth loss. You know, we wish we had this information years ago when I was a teenager. We have all our teeth. But right now, hey, we have to help other people. So the tooth and the gum deterioration, how our gum began to deteriorate. If you don't have healthy gums, then how is the tooth going to be anchored in it? If the cement in our gum is going to be eroded, we won't have there won't be nothing there to hold our teeth in place, to anchor our teeth in place. So all these things we will be discussing. We'll be discussing. Very, very important. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. But we have all this on the drawing board to bring to all of our attention. That's part of our health. Right above our mouth is our brain, and right below it is our heart.
It's
so
our heart.
These microbes are very, very destructive. All they have to do to go anywhere in our body is just hop in the bloodstream, and they can go anywhere they want to. That's their mode of transportation. So we need to know how to prevent these things from taking place and keep their numbers down in our bodies. Thank you so very much. And you can press 1 on your phone. We'll mute your mic. And we thank you for that question. Ms. Rita, you can continue. I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but I don't want to stay up
that
too
was
long.
Great. Yeah, no, that's what
thank
was
you.
Great. Well, I mean, we talking about why eating raw meat is not good for you, and we continue to do all the diseases that comes with it when you eat raw food or raw fish or raw whatever raw that you do. I mean, nothing should be raw. Everything should be cooked or clean, cooked scientifically for you to be able to get the benefits of the food, okay? Have you heard about, they said, Campylobacter? It's found in poultry, pigs, sheep, cattle, cats, and dogs. Okay, this thing can cause diarrhea, a lot of nausea and vomiting, and bloody diarrhea for eating raw meat and fish and cattle. If you eat raw things, that's what you're going to get. Why are you going to put your body through this? And then you have Helicobacter pyrii is found in raw fish and poultry. Okay? Raw fish and poultry. Why do you want to eat raw fish and poultry? It causes stomach ache, burning stomach pain, nausea, appetite loss, bloating, burping, weight loss, and stomach cancer. Stomach cancer for eating raw fish and poultry, because poultry has so much diseases. And fish, I don't know what kind of ocean it's coming from. You know, there's so many toxic acids and toxic metals in ocean floors and stuff, and you're going to eat it raw? Oh, have mercy on your body, because you're going to pay with a heavy price. the question I want to ask you, how can a raw meat eater get rid of microbes? I want to ask you, do you think they can get rid of microbes? No, they cannot. Only cooking the meat fully, the 12 hours that we have indicated, should kill microbes. There's a reason we said 12 hours, okay? You know what? Other people say they have antimicrobial thing that you can spray on things. No, those are just gimmicks. Those are gimmicks. Don't play with your body with gimmicks. Your body is your castle. You need to protect it. Because if you don't protect it, you're going to have diseases. Your DNA will be broken, and you're going to have chronic diseases throughout your life. And that's not what you want. You want to live longer, but healthy. You want to live healthy. You don't want somebody pulling you in a wheelchair. You want to walk by yourself. Okay. Some people say, oh, I love sushi. Sushi, you know, the raw fish is salted and went to it with vinegar. Oh, no. So any raw food is not good for your health. If we leave this place with nothing at all, I want you to know that raw food, regardless of what it is not good for your body. It's not good for your health. Okay? It's not good for your health. Don't follow the crowd and say, oh, let's go eat sushi. Do you know what is going into your stomach? Do you know how that sushi was prepared? It's not cooked. And you're going to eat it? So be careful. Okay? You see, if your immune system is even strong, eating raw food can hurt your immune system. Okay? It will make matters worse. The bacteria will grow in your body. And you don't want that. You know, have you heard about people go to the doctor and the doctor says, we don't know what's wrong with you? That the doctor asks you, what kind of food have you been eating lately? How do you cook your food? Do they ask you these kind of questions? No. They said instead, you know what they do? They'll write you a prescription. And say, go take that prescription. And it doesn't go away because you know what? Prescription is not supposed to be taken for more than 2 days. But they give you prescription that you take day after day after day. And it has a kill in it. It takes so many things out of your body, and you take a prescription. They won't tell you that. They won't ask you what kind of food, how do you cook your food. And let me tell you about listeria. L-I-S-T-E-R-I-A. Listeria is all over in the news. Please, if you're pregnant, don't eat raw food because you can have listeria. And listeria, you don't even see the symptom until 2 months later. And a lot of kids, a lot of pregnant women have had their baby stillborn by 20 weeks because they had listeria that they weren't aware of. What about carrying a baby and then have the baby die in 20 weeks just because of the food that we consume? Because if the food that you consume during gestation period is what will make your baby. Believe me, that 9 months that you are gestation period is what's going to make or break a child. And that's why we recommend, if you're pregnant, symptometry signs do have pregnancy manual. Well, we can help you eat the right food, particularly to clean your blood, to make sure that you have enough energy to carry the baby full term where you can have the baby within 30 minutes. So, again, listeria is something you need to share. If you're pregnant, be careful with that. Even if you have the baby born and they have listeriosis, okay, the baby can be born blind. They can have seizures. They can paralysis. They can have intellectual disability. They can have problems with the heart, kidneys, or the brain. Why do you want to start your baby off on the wrong footing? It is what we do
that make a baby. Don't blame that baby. It is what you ate during the 9-month period that will determine what kind of a healthy baby you will have. So having a baby is an investment. Everything to make sure that your child is healthy and strong. Healthy and strong. Okay? So eating raw eggs and all that stuff is not going to help you. So we do not recommend it. What about the cancer connection with raw meat and raw food? What is the cancer connection? You know, the people, the countries that eat a lot of raw meat, like Japan, South Korea, they eat raw fish, raw scallop, nails, okay? They all have one thing in common. They have a lot of stomach cancer. Stomach cancer, okay? Raw fish and raw meat means cancer because of the parasites and the worms and the bacteria and the protozoa that you ingesting into your body. People don't want to have cancer, but you can prevent it, though, by the way you cook your food and the way you eat your meat, the way you cook your food, the way you do your thing. Nothing in this toxic planet should be eaten raw. Because remember, plants were not made for you, even though we eat them. Plants created for themselves. They were in the wild, so they had to cover themselves with you know, microbes and fungus so that if you come in that they can knock you off. But we get them, plants, and we just put it in our mouth. We don't do anything with it. We don't put in saline solution. We don't wash it. We just put it in, you know, you buy apples and it goes straight into your mouth. Do you know what kind of microbes is on that apple that you put in your mouth? You need to take it home, wash it in saline solution for 8 minutes before. And in apples, if I were you, I would cut it and see because there's always worms in the middle. Worms in the middle. So, raw food is not something we need to play with, okay? Don't say that we all have cancer no matter what because, no, having cancer is not a joke. It is not a good thing. And if you can avoid raw food and raw meat, please do because you don't want to have it. Okay? Cancer. All those things because the food that you're eating has all kinds of diseases in them, all kinds of protozoa, all kinds of microbes, all kinds of things, the worm, the parasite. Why? Because we live in a toxic planet. This planet Earth is toxic, and it will kill you if you do not know how to behave, how to cook your food, how to treat everything. Okay? So we live in a toxic planet. Do you remember when I say know who you are and where you are? You need to know who you are and then know that you are living on a toxic planet that is full of illusions and stuff that will make your life miserable because you do not know anything about your health. Okay? So, the truth is that if you eat raw food, these are the kind of risks that you're going to be getting. You're going to have infections. You're going to have birth defects. You know, kids are born and they have all kinds of diseases. They can hardly walk. Where did you think it came from? It came from the mother during the gestation period. What did you eat? You have gastrointestinal issues if you eat raw food. You loss of intellectual ability. You can't think properly or anything else. Cancer of all kinds, stomach, colon, skin, everything. Okay? Kidney failure, liver failure, early death. Have you heard people dying at the age of 30 and 40s, they have, you know, colon cancer is up. Colon cancer is up. And children, and some children are having fatty livers, and they don't even drink because of the food intake.
the saturated fat, the food that we've given them that is not healthy for them. So these are the kind of things that we need to worry about. We need to learn from our history. And our history said that you cannot eat raw food because the ancestors that ate raw food, they didn't last long. Their life expectancy was only 30 years old. You want an early death? The choice is yours. I would like to finish with this by saying that health is an individual journey. It is not tradition or craving. It is symptometry that is helping you understand what health is, not medicine. Symptometry is not medicine. We are health. We are teaching you how you can live better, how you can avoid diseases, cooking your food the right way, avoid raw meat and raw vegetables, making sure they're cooked. There's a reason for the cooking. Cooking removes the viruses. It destroys the toxins, the poisons that you're going to inject into your stomach. So all I can ask you is do not eat raw meat. Do not eat raw vegetables. If you're pregnant, make sure that you do not come close to listeria because you have stillbirth. Even if they do not die, you have a kid born with blindness, a problem with your brain and all this stuff. Is that what you want? And you want a disabled child? Please, we all want a healthy child, but a healthy child begins with you. A healthy child begins with the food that you eat when you're pregnant. A healthy child is the consumption. Do you drink wine? Do you drink alcohol? They all have impact on that child. Ladies, I'm a lady, and so I want to talk to the ladies and even the guys. Alcohol is bad for you. And when you're pregnant, it's a no, 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 no. That we have a lot of kids with diseases. They're born and they're sick with cancer. And you say, how can a child have cancer? Remember, it is the food intake that you did in those 9 months or before that created that child. So please, let's avoid raw meat, raw vegetables, cook our food to prevent cancers and have healthy children. Assalamualaikum.
Well, like I said, Mrs. Rita, that was excellent. We have a couple of hands. You'd like to take a question or two?
Yes, please. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. 770-472. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like assalam.
I have a question regarding your salad. How would you intake lettuce in your salad?
Well, I'm laughing because I do not take salad. I don't eat salad because you know what? There are all kinds of microbes in salad, and even if you wash it, it's raw. You know, I mean, I do not eat anything raw. Everything that goes into my body has to be cooked. So I do not eat salad. I'm going to be honest with you. I cook all my meals. I do not. Before symptometry, I used to eat salad. But when I learned from the school what is in salad, the microbes and everything, and our brother Sahid can add to it, I don't take salad because it's raw food. And regardless of how you prepare, it's still you eat it raw. And I don't advise people to eat raw food, period. So Dr. Sahid, Brother Sahid, add more to it, please.
Well, I think that intake in the salad is for the roughage, and that's so I'm told, so that's why you would intake lettuce. And I can see cooking carrots and the other vegetables that's in the salad. So you don't intake lettuce?
No, I don't. And, you know, they talk
here's
about
the problem.
Roughage.
Yes, here's the problem. Where does the lettuce come from? It comes out of the soil. Now, here's a question. What is soil? That's a question that humans have to answer. What is soil? Soil is pulverized rocks and minerals.
Okay.
And the minerals in the soil are toxic. And that's what the plants are able to do. They pull these things, these toxins, out of the soil, out of the air. That's their job, to purify and clean up the air so human can breathe.
Okay.
That's what they do. So if you eat a plant raw, you're going to get all of the toxic metal. And certain metals and poison must be in the soil in order for those plants to grow.
Okay.
In order for plants to grow, it has to be in the soil, these minerals and toxic and poison. See, here's what plants are able to do. They have evolved, and they produce poison to defend themselves. That's their defense technique. They poison you to death. And the reason why they have to do that, because they can't run from us. They're not trying to be eaten. They don't exist so humans can eat them. And then if we choose to eat plants, we must select them properly. And then plants have diseases as well as animals. They have diseases. And everyone and everything is trying to eat the plants. Microbes that you cannot even see are glued to those plants. They're glued to them. And running some water on them after they come from the market is not going to loosen the glue. And then you choose to juice them or make smoothie with them or make a salad with them, you are making a big mistake.
Okay.
Here's another reason why you don't want to consume raw plants or any form. Because raw plants, their main purpose on planet Earth is not to feed us. The main purpose is to purify the air. If we cannot breathe, we definitely won't be wondering around what we're going to be eating.
Okay.
Plants' purpose is to purify the air. And what do? Their leaves are like sponges. They soak up all the toxic metal, the microbes. All these things are being soaked up. The fuel, the gas fume that we're putting in the atmosphere. The jet fuel that we're putting in the atmosphere, all these different exhausts, the factories and all these things, what's burning in China, what they're producing all over the world, in India, the plants are pulling these things out of the air as best they can, but man, they still keep pumping it in the air. So all of the plants that we would choose to eat, if we don't cook them to neutralize those things, they're going to poison us some more. That's what they do.
That's clear.
Exactly. All kinds of microbes are on those things. You just can't get rid of the worms, the parasite. How are you going to get rid of parasite in you if you choose to eat salad?
Okay.
Exactly.
You're loaded with them.
Okay.
And these microbes will be zapping energy from you. Energy. Anywhere you have energy loss in your body, you're going to have a problem.
Okay. My second question was regarding eggs.
Eggs.
Okay.
The reason why you cannot consume eggs, just right quick, egg, number one, is a phosphorus protein. Phosphorus protein. Made of phosphorus. And phosphorus, it will eliminate or compromise three of the amino acids in our DNA. That is enough to make the DNA fragmented. Where when it tries to unwind to receive the blueprint from the genes, it's not going to unwind, it's going to break off. It's going to fracture it. And whenever you cannot transmit the gene blueprint to the DNA, you're going to have a disease. No ifs, no buts, no maybe.
So
this is how diseases
boil,
occur.
So whether you boil the egg or
doesn't
cook
matter.
The egg,
not it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And eggs also have saturated fat.
Okay.
If you eat eggs, you're going to have a cholesterol problem. If you have a cholesterol problem, you're going to have a cell lockdown problem, which means I don't care how good the food you eat, it's not going into the cell. The nutrients and resources will not enter the cell. They'd be on lockdown. What we are sharing here are actual facts of life. And a person, a human being, is free to choose and do whatever they will. But when that day comes, when you run out of energy, you'll know why.
Okay.
It's the choices that we make. So do not eat salad. Don't do it. Don't do juicing. Don't do smoothie. We don't need plant fiber. We don't need plant fiber. We need human fiber. And that's what I sell produce. I sell produce everything. If we don't block the production of those things. Plant fiber is that's cellulose. We can't even digest cellulose.
Okay.
But what are we going to do with it when it gets inside of us? Those people who say we need plant fiber, well, and then they're uncooked. They're liars. Those people want you to be sick because that's when they make their money. They don't make money from curing people and giving people the truth. They make money when you're sick and compromised. And they give you drugs and you'll be sicker. They give you a vaccine and you'll be sicker because you won't know what to do, so you have to take them. I'm sorry to speak like this, but, you know, the play date is over. We got to start using our brain. I'm sorry to speak like this. I hate it.
Well, that's clear.
No, but it's...
Right,
no,
I want to be crystal clear, yes.
Clear.
Sister, he's telling the truth. Believe me. I mean, they tell you about roughage. What roughage? You can get cooked plants and get the roughage. You don't need it from lettuce when you have trucks, metals, and poisons and everything else, and worms and all that in it. How many people get E. coli? Do you listen to the news about people in different states getting E. coli? You see where it comes from. It comes from the worms, the toxic metals, all the things in the soil. So in symptometry, we teach the truth. Sometimes the truth is not easy to hear, but at least you know and you can make your choices. I don't eat eggs. I don't, but I'm healthy. So, yes, we are trying to help you to live longer. The doctors are not going to tell you that. They won't tell you. They will give you a prescription, and that prescription is not available for you.
Okay.
They're giving for you. It's not good for you. So.
Let me add just one more, and that's nuts.
Go right ahead. Fire away.
My best question. Nuts? No nuts?
No. Nuts? No, 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 and no, and no, and no. Why? You
want
a fungus in you? You're going to have fungus. We mentioned those things many times on this program. We mentioned these things. Almost every episode, I give some tip about what you should not eat, more than what you should eat. We cannot eat nuts. Listen to me carefully. Just think about what I'm getting ready to say. Anything that produces life, an egg, a nut, a seed, is protected by poison. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you choose to eat it, you're taking a big risk because that life is protected. Believe it or not, the Almighty, Source Creator, has protected the life. The life in the nuts is the energy force for a new plant on this planet.
Wow.
If you choose to eat it, you're going to be poisoned. The egg, it is better to let that chick in the egg to mature and become a chicken and slaughter it properly.
Okay.
That is the way of the law, the natural laws, what I'm sharing with you. If you choose to eat it, you're going to be poisoned. High phosphorus protein, there's avidine in the egg that will denature all your B vitamins, and niacin, especially niacin, a B vitamin that's essential for life on this planet, for a human. And you're going to block it. You're going to block it from working, for doing its job inside of you, because you want to eat an egg. Don't eat eggs, or don't eat product made with eggs. Saturated fat, you're going to produce bad cholesterol, LDL. That's the opposite from what you need to produce, HDL. You're going to have a cholesterol problem. People who eat eggs have a cholesterol problem.
Mm.
And what that means to the cell would be on lockdown, calcification. And most people don't know about cytometry. They're not coming to cytometry to have the cell ionized. So the membrane would be opened back up again so nutrient and resources can flow into it and the toxin and waste can flow out of it. you have a perfect condition for neoplastic enzyme to exist. That is called cancer. Why so many people with cancer? It is the food, what they're eating. Chaotic eating is what symptomatology calls it. It's chaotic eating. They did not use science to select their food. They used their own mind of following the dictate of their parents and grandparents, the people before them who made mistakes. They didn't know better. They did the best they could. Now we are here in place. We're going to keep making mistakes. But this is how history repeats itself. History repeats itself because humans make mistakes. I hope you understand. Ms. Rita, do you have anything else you'd like to share about eating eggs, how we can make it unpalatable for people?
Yeah, well, that's all the reasons. And believe me, it destroys your DNA, three of the your DNA stuff. So you shouldn't be eating eggs. And also, it's not good for your skin either. Because we have, for some pee, it's not good for you. So stay away from eggs. Wean yourself off it. Like anything else, when your mind decided that I will not eat this, believe me, it will stop. And let me give you an example. I used to love chocolate. I love chocolate. And chocolate do have poison in them. And then I decided I'm going to stop eating chocolate. Of course, I also got some particulars to help me get rid of the item, but stop eating chocolate. And you know what? I go to the grocery store, I see chocolate, I walk by, because my mind has already made it, my mind has made up that chocolate is not going to enter my body.
Okay.
So it is your mind that will help you avoid certain foods, knowing, and that's the reason we are asking you to come to the summit to learn the why behind not eating certain foods. Because if you don't understand it, you say, why can't I eat this? Like you asked about the letter. We learn about the why.
Yes.
The poison. And that's the why behind symptometry, the school that we go to, so that we can learn it, so that we can be healthier. Doctors will make money off you. That's all they're there for. That's your job. Our job is to help you prevent you getting sick.
Diseases.
The disease that is in this world, which is, toxic world, rampant world, people will tell you anything to make money off you. We are here to say we can help you stop that. So, Brother Saheed, I love this topic. I think we can go on forever because food,
yes.
Food, we eat food all the time. But
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Sister Amina. I think that's you. Thank you very much for having the nerve to ask those questions. That was excellent. I'm sure that helped so many people. And we've been saying the same thing many times, but sometimes it just go over our head. We don't really hear it. You have to hear it 10, 12, 20 times before it really registers.
Exactly.
There's so many things wrong with eating salad, so don't do it. So many things wrong with eating nuts. We just covered a few of them. Don't do it. So many things wrong with eating lettuce. Don't do it. Eggs. Your skin is going to be compromised. The skin is going to be dry, dehydrated, and skin problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Eating this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Downside of Nutrition, the book, The Downside of Nutrition, it talks about all of these things in terms of what question you just asked. It tells us why we can't eat certain food. There's a downside to nutrition. Your nutritionist and dietitian, they just talk about the upside. We already know that everything is created in pairs. You have to get the whole truth, not just part of it. Then you act accordingly. How are you going to make an excellent decision if you only know half of it?
Right.
They're not going to tell you the other half. We have to get that from our own effort. And this is what health is all about, is our own individual effort. Nobody can make you healthy but you. But you need knowledge. We're not
right.
Born with it. And we didn't. Nobody had a manual in their hand when they came, a manual, like a car, automobile manual. That's why you know what kind of oil to put in it, what kind of gas to put in it, what kind of coolant to put in it, when to rotate the tires. Who tells you when to rotate your tires?
Nobody.
Your collagen, how to renew it, how to cell divide,
how to produce brain matter, gray matter, and white matter, how to produce that, how to produce neuron that runs everything. This is what cytometry is doing for us. We have a school now, so we can correct our mistakes of the past and move forward to make progress. This is how it's done. We can't keep making the same mistakes and expect different results. We're going to repeat history. There was a time when mankind could not cook their food. They didn't have fire. You know what it was. Ms. Rita already shared this information. They did not cook their food. Now we want to have a trend, a fashion trend, where people now do not cook their food. You're going to go back to that? And we had 780-plus years, 780,000 years, almost a million years, where man discovered fire, and we're going to go back to not cooking our food? We're going to repeat history, and that's what we see so many sick people in the world.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Brother Saheed, I'd like to end on a note. The women are there. If you're considering about getting pregnant, remember, it's what you put in that body that makes a baby.
Excellent.
If you eat the right food, if you stop drinking wine and all this stuff, come to cytometry. We have pregnancy management. We'll help you deliver a healthy baby.
Absolutely.
In 9 months, you can have it, the baby within 30 minutes. And you have a healthy child. You won't have a baby with spina bifida. You won't have a baby.
Absolutely.
You have a stillbirth. You won't have a baby with all kinds of things that you don't know. We are here to educate. So women are there. We have the solution for great pregnancy. Pregnancy is an investment. A child
yes.
will be born free of diseases. So, assalamu alaikum, Brother Saheed. It's been a wonderful...
Well, assalamu, Ms. Rita. We certainly appreciate you working with us today and sharing the information that you've shared on food, raw food. You can't do it. You can't eat it. I hope people take this advice. It is scientific advice, so please use it. So we thank you for helping us out, and we look forward to another to next week. Well, and we're going to be talking about dentistry, dental matrix science dentistry. We're not trying to put the dentist out of business, but we need to be responsible for our own teeth. So we start out early and teach our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, teach these people how to take care of their mouth. They will never have to go to a dentist almost.
There you
so
go.
Come prepared to gain this information. We're going to share this information starting next week. And we probably have to speak for the rest of the month on dental health. It's so much.
Okay.
To share.
Okay.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rita.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. You have another question?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll mute your mic for another caller. Thank you so very much, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Let's see. Mute that. Brother and sister, we have really enjoyed ourselves today. We still have about another 40 minutes or so in our program. We're going to take a short break, so please do not go anywhere at all. You're with Abdul Shaheed, and our guest just left, Mrs. Rita Taylor, also a certified cytometry health coach. And she's also in the master program at the American School of Cytometry. And we're going to continue, both of us are continuing our course of study at the American School of Cytometry to become doctors of cytometry. We're going to become among the first on this planet to become doctors of cytometry. Healthcare system for our cells, for our DNA, for our RNA, to produce neurons so we can make excellent decisions and become the very best possible human being on this planet. This is what the objective is. So, brother and sister, please, don't go anywhere at all. We'll be right back. We're going to take a couple of breaks. Be right back. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Maniscalco, and my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2005. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is a national nonprofit agency that's here to help. If you or someone you love has questions about the disease, need someone to talk to, pick up the phone. Call Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Don't be embarrassed. They're here to help you. Call 866-232-8484. 8-4. Don't forget.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Certified symptometry health coach, brothers and sisters. We're going to continue to address the need of ourselves. We talked a lot about food and how food compromises the health of a human being. Misconception about food. In order to receive or obtain a healthy longevity, we must select our food scientifically. Scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. Planet Earth has a lot of booger traps, brothers and sisters, a lot of booger traps. So it is the objective of Optimal Health on this program on AM 360 to enlighten health-conscious individuals, those people who want to be healthy. This is who we are addressing, people who want to be healthy. I'm not speaking to the people who care less about their health, who just want to eat what they want to eat and do what they want to do and live how they want to live. That's their choice. They're free to do that. We're not speaking to those people. We're looking for people. We're speaking to the ones who want to be healthy, who want to correct their mistakes. But we don't have time to convince people, brother and sister. Time is of the essence. We have to become earth smart and health smart. How are we doing so far with that? How are we doing so far? This is what we have to do. We have to correct our mistakes. And health is an individual journey. And we all have to be on this journey. So we share information that can really help us, brothers and sisters, that can really help us. Why? So why people are sick? People don't know why they're sick. They think it's normal to be sick, but it's not. A sickness is abnormalcy. Health is normalcy. So if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. If you have a question, you know, the lines are open for questions. And I'm not here to try to debate anyone or convince anyone of anything. We are here to share the facts of life. And it's for those people who want to improve, who want to become the very best possible person, so they can stop making all kinds of mistakes for themselves. They want to correct their mistakes and their parent mistakes and their grandparent mistakes because they didn't know better. They did the best they could. Now we are here It's our turn to prove what we can do to move humanity forward. That's what it's about, brother and sister. It's not about food. It's about moving human beings forward. We have had enough of going backwards and people trying to take us backwards, and they'll do it if we don't learn from our mistakes. That's the difference between human beings and animals. We can learn from our mistakes, brother and sister, and we don't have to keep repeating them. If we repeat our mistakes, this is how history repeats itself. Believe it or not, that's a fact of life. And at the American School of Symptometry, we deal with facts of life, things that really make you say, never thought of that. Make you think, things that will make you think about where you are and who you are and what's your role and objective in this life. If our brain is impoverished because of what we're eating and drinking, brother and sister, we will never answer these questions, even though the answers are inside of each and every one of us. And the Almighty has gifted us with all kinds of traits and special skill and talent and creativity. It will stay dormant as potential. This is what will happen. It will stay dormant in us, and we will die with the potential. No. We have to exercise the potential, bring it into reality, to make changes on this planet. Otherwise, things will not change. And the Almighty is not coming. He already did everything for us. Which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? He already given everything to us. Unfortunately, we don't realize that. So in this dimension that we're in, it's up to us to save ourselves and move forward and make life better. If we want it better, we can't wait on somebody else to make it better. The best way to do it is take care of our health. Yeah, that's what we have to do. So again, why are people sick? We are sick because we're consuming food that causes us to lose energy. That's why we are sick, brothers and sisters. We're eating food, drinking beverages, and all kind of weird habits that cause the human being to lose energy. Anywhere there's energy loss, a disease will occur. We eat food to gain sustainable energy, but also food carries toxic poison and toxic metal and all these other things that will deplete energy at the same time. That's why we have to become smarter. We're losing energy. Brothers and sisters, it is energy that would energize us to become the very best possible human being, and at the same time, it is energy that will cause our demise. Isn't that amazing? There's positive energy, negative energy. They all have the same tangent. They both have the same tangents. But there's a slight difference in positive energy and negative energy. Here's the tangent that negative energy has that positive energy do not have. They're called stasis. When things are not moving, blood is not circulating, something is blocking it, it's stagnated. If you don't remove it, the stagnation, what's causing it, then you're going to be losing a lot of energy. Inertia, lack of movement. When there is ever lack of movement in the human body, the microbes are coming to investigate why things are not moving here. They're already inside of us, brothers and sisters. They're not coming from somewhere. They're inside of us already. We're born with them. And that is their job. They are in charge, especially our health. If we keep violating the laws and the rules, they are there to exact the punishment. No question. No favor. They show no friend or favor. They just execute. That's what they do. You have tension. These are the tangents of negative energy. That's different from positive energy. Positive energy do not have these things. So it is positive energy that will reiterate, rejuvenate, and reconstruct a whole body Everything could be reconstructed. This is what health is. Sickness is deconstruction. That is energy going in the opposite direction. This takes place all the time, brother and sister. You choose which one you want. You want to be healthy, use positive energy, or you want to be sick, use negative energy. And it would bring about death. That's what its objective is. Deterioration. Deconstruction. Another tangent of negative energy is tension. How much tension is in the world today? We see it everywhere. From the time we get up to the time we go to bed, all you got to do is click on the news. See all the tension in the world. Negative energy, the tangent of negative energy. That's why the world is upside down. Friction. Of course, there's positive friction and there's negative friction. Most time, it's negative friction. Positive friction when you use your brakes, stop your car. That is positive friction. Yes, that is good. That's a good thing. But most of the friction that we're going through with is negative, brother and sister. Then you got stress, which is a killer. We all know this. Stress, a killer itself. Stress will kill you. You have no mechanism to deal with it properly. We have to produce neurotransmitters. No, epinephrine. Epinephrine. We have to produce these things to manage stress in our life. Acetylcholine, all these things working together to manage the stress in our life. If we eat food that depletes the enzyme for their speed of production, we won't have these things. We won't have them. Then what are you going to do? Then we have drag. Drag, when we eat the wrong food that has mucilage, they have gluten, and gluten, the three G's in starchy food. And when we don't neutralize them or cook them properly, using the double burner method, there's a lot of drag in our system, slowing things down, causing entanglement. Your doctor won't have a clue. He's not trained like this. He's not trained in energy. That's an intangible existence. Intangible. You put your finger on it. But that's what produced everything in the creation. Energy. That's what we are. Energy. Then we have resistance. If you're trying to teach someone and they put up resistance, you can't help them. I don't care how much you try. Resistance. You're trying to go forward, they're taking you backward. That's what's happening in the world today, brothers and sisters. So much resistance to the truth. And people want to live the lie because they haven't done anything. The truth makes you have to do something about it. You have to do something. Even if you don't like it in your heart, you have to do something. But that, of course, we know is the weakest method. Extreme temperature. Doesn't make any difference, hot or cold, extreme. Our cells do not like extreme. And they do not like excess, too much of anything. They need the middle course, right in the middle. Give the cell what they need, not what they do not need. Don't overdo it. Moderation is the key. It also is a pattern for our life. So many signs, brother and sister. So many signs. So in our blood, all these tangents of negative energy will cause all kinds of circulation problems. All kinds of circulation problems where energy is lost, where we'll be losing energy. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. I see a hand raised. It might be a mistake from our previous caller. I'm going to see if they have a question, an additional question. 770-472, your mic is open. Do you have another question, Sister Amina? Or is that a mistake?
It's a mistake.
Oh, okay. Thank you so very much. Press 1 on your phone, then the hand should go down. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. And we certainly appreciate everyone for joining us today. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and I will recognize you and have you to come in and ask your question or make a comment. Otherwise, we'll just keep talking. Time is moving so fast, brothers and sisters. We have so much fun when things are moving fast. And time moves fast when we're having fun. So we have so much information to share. So we appreciate you joining us this evening. And we hope and pray that you share the information. Do your own research. Go to the website of the American School of Symptomatology, AMSOS.org, and read the articles that's there. Many of them, hundreds of them now. And contemplate and think on the information and do additional research. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And symptomatology is uncovering new information, new knowledge, every day at the American School of Symptomatology, every day. So, brothers and sisters, when we deviate from the norm, when we deviate from the norm, a disease will occur. That's what a disease is. It's a deviation. When we deviate from health, because our nature is fractured, and because we've been consuming toxic microbes that produce toxins, then a disease is going to occur and all the things that go with it. Wherever and whenever energy is low in the human body, our matrix, the ground substance from which we are made of, becomes fractured in several places. And blood impurities from the food, from the air, and from the water will infiltrate our organs, our tissues, our membranes, the epithelium that lines the lining of every blood vessel. The blood impurity would then jam the cells so they won't be able to produce energy. Irritate the epithelium to cause inflammation. Anybody heard of that word, inflammation? And inflammatory debris and pain. And this can occur anywhere or all over the body. It doesn't make any difference. And it would make it impossible for the cell to get nutrients and resources. This is how the cell produces energy, brother and sister. Energy, energy, energy is what it's all about. This is what the new finding of symptomatology have uncovered. That people are sick because they are losing energy, and that's what we are. We are energy housing this body. We are the energy that caused this body to become animated. Without us in it, it won't do anything on its own. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So again, it is energy in the human body that makes the human being energy dependent. It is the energy that's invisible. The human being is the invisible combined with the visible. That's what a human being is. You know the question? We have the answer who we are. You have two components, the one you can see and the one you cannot see. They work together, brother and sister. So this is the finding of what is a human being. And we are energy dependent because we have these two components. The invisible energy will help us to optimize our health if we continue to produce more and more energy. See, the human being has the capacity to produce energy, to create energy. You know, somebody said something about energy cannot be created or destroyed. Well, they were liars. They lied. The human being can create energy all day long. That's what he has to do to continue to live. The mitochondria energy in our mitochondria. That is the energy storehouse. And energy is stored in the ATPs. And some human being can't produce ATPs, adenosine and triphosphate, and they're always tired and exhausted because of what they've been eating. So now they can't produce ATP. Isn't that amazing how this thing is all connected? The more energy a person produces, the more healthy they'll be, and the more resistant to diseases they'll become. How simple can that be? That sounds real simple. But that's, in essence, That's our obligation. That's what we have to do. We have to continue to produce energy. Anywhere energy is being lost because the cell is compromised, there will be a disease. Where the DNA is compromised, where the RNA is compromised, when other cellular organelles are compromised, with the blood impurities, and you're not removing them, and microbes, viruses, bacteria, fungus, protozoans, worms, all these things, they spill out toxic, brothers and sisters, that will cause us to lose energy. It will cause us to lose energy. Wherever energy is in short supply in the human body, normal, hear that word again, normal cellular activity stops. It stops. Wherever energy is in short supply in the human body, normal cellular activity stops. And when it stops, the cell produces a symptom trying to tell you something, trying to get your attention. This is how it is, brother and sister. The symptom is not just coming out of nowhere. The body is not doing that. You have a symptom because there's a reason. The body is trying to get your attention. The cells are trying to get your attention to warn you that you're losing energy. Do something about it. You're losing energy. Do something. The symptom indicates that the cell have stopped dividing. RNA have stopped producing the essential to keep you healthy. Osmosis has stopped. The gene has stopped transmitting the blueprint to the DNA. I hope you're getting the message and the idea how all this is connected with the symptom. The DNA has stopped unwinding. So therefore, the gene will never release the blueprint if you don't do something about it. The disease will get more and more chronic. It's not going away. The symptom may relocate to different parts of the body based on what you're doing. If you take an herb or some pharmaceutical, it gives you the impression that something has happened and it's going away. No, it has not gone away. It just relocated itself. And pretty soon, you keep doing that, you're going to run out of space to relocate. Think about it. We have to put things back to normalcy because you have to learn to produce more energy. Normal cellular activity depends on the availability of energy. Brothers and sisters, this is high science. That no physician can speak to you about it. They don't know. Forget it. They don't know. And this is because a person is an energy-dependent biological existence made of carbon, carbon-based. And carbon tends to break down and break down and break down, deconstruct. And it's our responsibility, to reconstruct things. That's what life is about, reconstruction and reconstruction and reconstruction. Disease is about deconstruction and deteriorating until you die. You don't know what to do. In short, inadequate energy in any body part become a stoppage of normal cellular activity, which means that the person is going to produce a disease. That's what it means. An abnormality will occur in cellular activity. Isn't that what a disease is? Abnormal activity? Abnormal cellular activity will occur because the normalcy in terms of cellular activity has stopped. That is it, brothers and sisters, really. That is what's happening when a person is sick. When you have abundant energy fueling cell or normal cellular activity, abundant energy fueling normal cellular activity, everything will work like it's supposed to. When you have inadequate energy fueling abnormal activity, abundant energy fuels normal activity, inadequate energy fuels abnormal cellular activity. Let me repeat that. Abundant energy supply fuels normal cellular activity. Inadequate energy supply fuels abnormal cellular activity. I hope we got it. I hope we got it. This is what happened. If a person stops living, mitochondrial energy will also cease. It will also stop. And the mother of all energy will take over. Do we know what the mother of all energy is that started the whole creation, that the Almighty used to start the whole creation? It is kinetic energy. It will take over immediately after mitochondrial energy has ceased. And what would the kinetic energy do? Here's what it would do, brother and sister. This is facts of life. Immediately, it will fuel the elimination of the person's life, and deconstruction would take place, and decomposition would take place, and deterioration would take place. Automatic. It is because the Almighty has already established the laws in creation, and no human being can undo them. All we can do is learn them and be in compliance with these laws. The rules to health, the natural laws, the universal laws, and act accordingly so we can maintain normalcy. Whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy in the human body. Otherwise, the disease that the person will have will get more and more chronic. And it all is based on producing the energy that's needed to restore the person's health. There's energy that enhances health and energy that will fuel deconstruction and disease and death. And your doctor, when it's explained to them, cannot argue with any of those things I just said. They will give way to the facts. And though they have never explained death and they never explained life, and how they function in the human being. And there's a lot more we can say about the kinetic energy and what happens, and a lot more we can say about the mitochondrial energy and what our ability is. All kinds of energy, brothers and sisters. And we need to learn about these. Where are you going to go to learn about it? We have a school now called the American School of Symptometry. Our body sits on 11 systems. And these systems are powered by energy that the human being has to produce. It's absolutely amazing. It is the neurons that runs 10 of these 11 systems. And neurons we have to produce by the billion every single day to maintain a sense of normalcy in the human body. It is the neurons that operate the brain and the body. There's a lot for us to learn, brothers and sisters. We've been taken for granted and been waiting on someone else to teach us, and they can't do it. What we're saying right now is already recorded in our genes. It's already there. We have to pull it out of us, and that's what symptometry exists for. So, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to just be listening to what I'm saying. If you have a question, please press 1. We have a few more minutes left. If you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1. Give us the greeting. Let us know where you're calling from, where you're calling in from. We certainly appreciate that. And let us know whether the information that we shared is worth your time and attention. But I know it has to be, because you wouldn't be here this long. You would have dropped off by now. And we certainly appreciate you sticking it out with us and being here with us, and continue to come to optimal health, because we have so much information to share, brother and sister. We're going to keep doing it as long as we can. Energy, energy, energy. We must learn a lot about energy. There's universal energy that's out in the creation, and there's energy that dictates the operation of the human body. There's water energy, there's food energy, and there's body energy. And there's a difference in all of them. Isn't that amazing? The water energy is different from the food energy and what it provides. These are things that we just have to know about ourselves, about who we are, and about where we are, the universal energy, what it consists of. We already mentioned it. It consists of kinetic energy. It is the mother of all energies, brothers and sisters. It includes atomic energy, nuclear energy, sound or acoustic energy, light, and photon energy, darkness. You know, darkness is the first energy. Everything came out of it. You know, scientists, astronomers, they've been learning about new black holes. It has the strongest gravitational force in the universe. Black hole, dark energy. Isn't that amazing? Dark energy. The dominant energy in the universe. And everything came out of it. Dark energy. Come to St. Thomas and learn about these things just like I'm learning about them. The whole other universe will open up to you. Open up to us. All these various energy. Radiation energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, electromagnetic energy, and thermal energy. All these things also take place in our body. Just like in the universe. On a whole nother level. So brother and sister, we're getting close to the end of our talk today. And we certainly appreciate you joining us. We're going to share some information that I hope you all take advantage of. The American School of St. Thomas will be offering a specialty course during our semester break, and it's going to begin on December the 2nd. That's this coming Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, brothers and sisters, our specialty course that's going to be very discounted. Normally, the specialty course is offered for $350. For 4 weeks on a Saturday. But now that price is half price. Matter of fact, less than half price if you use the coaching coupon. There's a coaching coupon that would discount it even more. And then you don't have to pay the money all at one time. You can make payments, a down payment and a payments during the time that you're taking the course. It's absolutely amazing. This course is going to be about sugar and salt. Sugar and salt, which is very, very important, brothers and sisters. This specialty course would be about sugar and salt. The misconception about these things. And we need to know about them. In order to enroll in this specialty class, all you have to do is go to the website, amsos.org, scroll down, and you see the ticket that says open enrollment. Click on it and follow the prompts. And there's a courses coupon you can get that takes $25 off, that the price is already discounted by 50%, from $350 to $175, and another $25 off, make it $150. That's a $200 discount, brothers and sisters. A heck of a value. And the courses coupon is AS. For Abdul Shaheed, 2023. You go to the website, scroll down, click on it, follow the prompts, and enroll yourself for the class. If you don't have all the funds, you can make payments, take a payment arrangement right there on the website. And this coming Saturday will be the first class. There's classes on the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 30th, if I'm not mistaken. And the classes start at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. If you have any question about it, just give me a call. My contact information is 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. 7269. We need more people to study symptometry, symptometric science, so we can remove the burden of hereditary slavery from our brain and from our mind forever and move forward to make progress for ourselves and for our people. This is what we should do, brother and sister. This is the whole objective. It's the whole purpose. You also can send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. We ask you also to join us tomorrow on a new episode of The Science of Health and You by dialing in to 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. And this is at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, The Science of Health and You. We co-host it together with Brother Rashid Abdus-Salam out of St. Louis, Missouri. Please join us. More information will be shared. Also on Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, we have this program called The Morning Tallin, the Learning Circle. We all have something to contribute. Come. We share information about optimal health, and there's other information that we share on this program. Come join us. You can dial into Free Compass Call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-POUND. Please join us. More and more people are joining us, brother and sister, and we're all sharing the knowledge and keeping that circle going. Morning Tallin, every Saturday and Sunday morning. Please join us, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So, brother and sister, we certainly have enjoyed sharing the information of Optimal Health on AM 360. Please join us next week, same time, same station, for a new episode. And we'll be talking about dental care, how to take care of our teeth, the mistakes that people make. How to take care of our teeth, brother and sister. Please join us next week for a new episode. We'd like to greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. I hope to see you there.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله طاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم في إحسان يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورق دين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظروا نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. We seek refuge in Allah from shaitan and the curse, and we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the very same prayers, the very same peace, the very same mercy and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and upon their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Warafuddin Muhammad. As we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to open up by offering you the greetings of peace, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you're listening to Ma'iyya ala al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And as always, dear brothers and sisters, we want to begin by asking you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and his family, as well as upon Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. We also ask you to extend your supplication to include Imam Vernon Farid and his family, Imam Ali Rashid and his family, Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family, Imam Farouk Abdul Wali and his family, Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family. We also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to extend your supplication to include Sister Al-Hajjah Faja Tyson, Sister Doreen Muhammad, Sister Robin Muhammad, Sister Al-Hajjah Delilah Shaheed, Sister Al-Hajjah Rabina LeBron. And we also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of our dear brother Imam Abdul Karim Abdul Hamid, to extend your supplication on their behalf. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Muhammad Ansari, Imam Ibrahim Pasha, Imam Abdul Majid Karim Hassan, Imam Ajin Muhammad. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of all of those brothers and sisters who are tested and being tried in South Palestine, in the Congo, in the Sudan. We ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Angola as well as Ethiopia. At this time, dear brothers and sisters, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to get the most out of this evening, but also we ask Allah on behalf of all of those who are facing some trial or tribulation, and even within ourselves, to aid us to be able to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us, and to that we say Ameen. So tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to, as always, we are grateful to be with you. We pray Allah blesses us to get the most out of this little time we do have together, and to that we say Ameen. Tonight we want to find out if there are anyone from the Muslim Journal, the upcoming A Time to Be Grateful. Please press 1 on your phone and so that we may be able to have a conversation this evening. Let me see who this is. 347, state your name, where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Imam Abdul Aziz. This is Brother Bilal Hassan, Muslim Journal, Time to Be Grateful.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Is anyone else going to be on with you tonight?
Inshallah, I'll be joined by Imam Jahidi Muhammad shortly.
Sounds great. I think I see him right now. Let me see. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Imam.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Oh, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I thank you, brothers, both for being on the line this evening. And like last week, I'm just going to turn it over to you and let you finish where we left off last week. You remember where we left off last week?
I think we were going to unpack the Sunday's events.
Well, we didn't get the whole Saturday either. We got Super Saturday and... I guess it's Sunday as well.
Alhamdulillah, you want to kick off the event?
Yeah, yes, alhamdulillah. And again, we're grateful, first of all, first and foremost, grateful to Imam Abdul Aziz, American Muslim 360, and the listeners here for allowing us to talk about the 19th annual Muslim Journal of the Time to Be Grateful conference, which should be happening December 7th to the 10th. in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the Meadowlands, at the Hilton Hotel, December 7th to the 10th, inshallah. So right now the tickets are still on sale. We're going to repeat this later. Right now I'm putting it out there, but the tickets are still on sale. We have tickets still available. A la carte, as buy as you would like, if you would, buy what you want. And then we still have the package deals that are still available online at masjidalhaq.com. Again, it's www.masjidalhaq, one word, .com. All right? And those tickets are going up after today, after midnight tonight, which is today is Cyber Monday. It is known as Cyber Monday. After tonight, midnight tonight, the ticket prices will go up about $10 each for each category there that's listed on the site for each event. So get it while it's still at the price that it's at, inshallah, so you can be in the attendance. For Saturday, we talked about the there's a list of workshops happening on Saturday. So many workshops, so many to go over. We're not going to go over them all tonight, but what I will say is that there will be workshops revolving around quite a few different areas of interest. You know, we have some business. We have some education, Clem Muhammad Schools, the importance of our Clem Muhammad Schools, that will be led by the Clem Muhammad School Network. We will lead that conversation. We have something about also for the young adults and young adult leadership coming out of undergrad or the college experience back into our community and the connection for those young people to feel connected back into the community. We'll have a workshop about that. We have health and wellness workshops going on. So it's a little bit of everything for everybody that will be happening on Saturday. Okay. And then the banquet is the evening time, the nighttime festivity that everyone is excited about, that we are excited about. We're excited about the whole conference. The banquet is definitely going to be a big highlight of this conference. We have the New York City elect council member, newly elected council member, our dear beloved brother, Dr. Salam of the Exonerated Five, will be speaking. He has agreed to be our keynote speaker, along with the Honorable Newark Mayor, the Honorable Mayor Raz Baraka as well. And a list of our community's honorees, from our community members who have served this community and served in various capacities will be honored that night. And there will be live performances also, musical performances, musical acts by the sister Ebony Khan, our dear beloved sister Ebony Khan, and our dear beloved sister Salima Ra will be performing as part of our entertainment for that night. And we'll enjoy a very delicious meal and enjoy one's company that night on Saturday. And then transitioning a little bit into Sunday, which is the
You transition to Sunday,
yes.
We also have the family fashion show and luncheon.
Yes.
On Saturday, that's from 11:30 to 2. And so we have all type of artists or fashion designers coming out. Also,
mm-hmm.
we have some male designers coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our very own Imam Bala Hassan is one of the the models. And so there's still time for those of you brothers and sisters and children. They're also looking for children models for that Saturday family fashion show and luncheon. And those tickets, as Imam Bala mentioned, they're at regular price now, but they're going to go up after today. Right now they're going for 50, so we want you all to get them if you haven't gotten them already. And then one other thing is that there's a special graduation that's by those who have celebrated or those who have studied for the last 2 years underneath the Convenience of Imams training program, they're also doing a graduation. And so those of you who are on the call who are a part of that or you are the family of those who participated, we want to congratulate you and we look forward to seeing you.
Right. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, that's
wonderful.
No, yeah, this is great. This is part of a very exciting weekend that we hope everyone is getting ready to participate with us in this weekend. And we hope to see you from across the country to be with us on this December 7th to the 10th. And Sunday, don't leave too early. Don't leave too early. I know some people, we leave a little early on Sunday, you know, to get back to where we have to go. Inshallah, try not to leave too early on Sunday if you can. If you can make your arrangements now, if you have not made your travel arrangements for Sunday, try to stick around a little bit longer. We have an exciting last two workshops, last two presentations. One is the business networking breakfast. That will be happening from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the hotel, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. That ticket price is $50 per person, $50 per person. And that covers the breakfast for you and entry inside of this wonderful occasion that will feature some of our business leaders from our community who are actually paving the way in terms of business. We will have presentations from our dear beloved brother, Akbar Salam, from Unity Beef in Newark, New Jersey. This brother has been in our community for a very, very, very long time. He's one of our seasoned pioneers, seasoned elders, who has been in the business of halal products, especially in the halal butchery field, the meat industry, for over 40-plus years. 40-plus years. 50 years. I stand corrected. 50. 50. So alhamdulillah. So he has a wealth of knowledge that he'll be sharing about the halal certification process. Okay. We will also have our dear beloved brother, Brother Sultan Hassan Bilal. Brother Sultan Hassan Bilal from the CEO of the Bilal Group. He'll be talking about generational wealth building. This is a brother who's also been in our community for a very, very long time. It's one of our seasoned elders, seasoned pioneers, who's been the finance industry. And it's very important about financial literacy and finding out to build a financial plan for your family, for you as an individual, but also when you get married, to have a financial plan for your family. And he'll be talking a little bit about that in his presentation as well. Our dear beloved brother, Malik Saleem, who is one of the co-founders of our True Laundry Detergent product. That's, you heard it first. Malik Saleem, one of the co-founders from True Laundry Detergent product, is our product. These are our brothers and sisters who have come up with these services. In this case, a tangible item that we call True Laundry Detergent that has detergent, softener, and dryer sheets. You get the whole kit. So he'll be talking a little bit about startups, how to start a business, how to start, especially if you have an idea, but you don't have it written down yet. You just have ideas of how to start a business. This is the place that you need to be at on Sunday morning. Even if you don't have a business, everyone is invited. Business owner, non-business owner, you're coming to get some advice. You're coming to take notes. You're coming to network. Bring your business cards or just bring yourself. If you don't have any business cards, bring yourself and be with us, okay? We have Ambassador Walid Shamsuddin, Brother Ambassador Walid Shamsuddin, okay? This is very important. This is the CEO of Supreme Burger, the Supreme Burger franchise, which is a I would say how you describe. It's coming out of his father. His father is a seasoned pioneer, Brother Lawrence Chance, the dean of our community, who had all the fish restaurants on a chain of several fish restaurants across the country, the Supreme Fish restaurant. Brother Walid, his son, has followed in his father's footsteps in expanding that brand into the Supreme Burger franchise. And also he's been made and pointed to the ambassadorship for Sierra Leone in Africa. So he'll be talking to us about that and about the international trade opportunities that is happening with Africa and how our community can get involved. Himself, he'll be sharing the mic with our dear beloved brother from New Medina, Mississippi, Dr. Rashad Ali, and they will be tag-teaming that presentation together. We have Sister Salima Abdullah from North Carolina, president of Sanfan Charities. Sanfan Charities, she has experience in the for-profit world and the not-for-profit world. She owned a trucking and transportation logistics company for-profit for a while, and now she's transferred over to the not-for-profit sector with dealing with social services. So she'll be talking to us about that. And, of course, we'll have presentations from our dear beloved sister, managing editor of the Muslim Journal, Sister Aisha K. Mustafa, and also the president of the Muslim Journal Board of Directors, Kareem Muhammad, because this is important for us to know and understand the history of the Muslim Journal and understand where we need to go, the Muslim Journal, forward, where we're going forward from here on out. So they will be presenting on those aspects of that gathering. And again, this is 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Host Hotel in the Hilton. I will be the moderator along with my co-moderator, Sister Yasmin Bintani from Atlanta, Georgia. She will be joining me to help with the moderation. And we anticipate that this will be a very interactive time. We will plan to get up and move around the space. We plan to network. We don't plan to sit all day. We plan to really utilize our time for Sunday morning, inshallah. And the last bout, last program for the weekend, for we all say our salam, goodbyes, until next time, is the Interfaith and Unity Ta'aleem. The Interfaith and Unity Ta'aleem. This will be happening really right after the business breakfast is over, right after the Salat al-Zuhr. We will start our business breakfast, Interfaith and Unity Ta'aleem at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., 1 to 3 p.m. This is free and open to the public. There is no charge for this event. This is free and open to the public. And for this event, we're going to focus on giving the mic to some of our local, state, and national bodies, the city of Newark, of the Muslim community in Newark, of the Council of Imams for the city of Newark, will present, inshallah, along with the state Council of Imams and our association, to share about what's happening in the state of New Jersey, across the state. And then, inshallah, we will hear from the national representation, the national body, to give us an update from the national conveners of Imams underneath our community. And we will also hear from some of the organizations in our community who represent also the body of work of this community and pushing it forward, i.e. Like Muslim Culture Con with the young adults and what they're doing in connecting with the young adults and keeping and bringing the young adults back into the fold of the community. They will present, inshallah, Sistars in Service, which is a local program in New Jersey, Newark. But they do have a list of programming. One of that is their school, their online virtual school, which they have for the children. It's very, very important that something for the children. you know, something for the kids. If you don't have a weekend school set up, a full-time school, the imam said we should have a weekend school. So the sister arts and service following that, this order that was put on us by Imam Muhammad, our leader and teacher, are following in that regard. So we'll hear from them and the International League of Muslim Women as well, inshallah. And then we'll transfer into the interfaith portion, and we'll hear from the city of Newark itself has the interfaith council. Interfaith council for the city led by the councilwoman, Reverend Roundtree. Reverend Roundtree, she is a reverend in the city of Newark, one of the reverends, and have put together an interfaith body in Newark. We'll hear from them and some of the work that they've been doing locally. And then last, certainly not least, the work that's being done with the group called the Next Now Group. That is that was a coined name that was given to myself, Brother Imam Mujahideen Muhammad, Sister Marsha Nivens, and the Folklore, the group of Folklore that we're working with to keep the relationship between our two communities thriving and alive. Imam Akil Sahir, and along with some of the other imams who were crucial in the development of the relationship of helping the relationship establish itself with the Folklore and Imam Muhammad, have coined us as the Next Now Group, and we will be giving a presentation to wrap up the program, a very interactive presentation to let the community know that we are working on the continual conversation, the continued building, relationship building that has happened since COVID. We've done a couple programs virtually celebrating the 25 years of the historical pact that Imam Muhammad and the Honorable Kiara Lubrick made at Malcolm Shabazz. We brought our communities together to celebrate that 25 years of that history. And also, just recently, we did an interfaith prayer of the Abrahamic faiths over our brothers and sisters who are struggling with oppression, given the conflict that's happening over in the Israel-Palestine region and across the world, with the Congo and with Sudan and all these places that have been inflicted with levels of oppression. And we gathered ourselves together in a room on Zoom, and we had a very powerful and moving interfaith prayer session that was really, really, really well attended and really planned really well. So we want to continue that. Continue those kind of conversations moving forward, and inshallah, everyone who comes will see the fruit of the labor that's being put into these various aspects that the imam told us that we should continue to carry the torch and continue to build upon them as he set them up for us to expound and make bigger, inshallah. So that's the Sunday portion of the conference. Mujahideen, did I miss anything?
There will also be a special vending throughout the whole weekend in the designated area. They have a Time to Be Grateful marketplace, grand marketplace, throughout the weekend. But on that Sunday, there's going to be a special vending for the designers. They're going to have a designer pop-up. So that's going to be there available for those who weren't able to attend the fashion show. Well, they were able to attend, but they weren't able to shop. There'd be a special time for them to shop on that Sunday. So come one, come all. There's a price point. As Sister Marsha likes to articulate, there's a price point for everyone. We have some free events. We have some events for $20, $30, $40, $50, all the way up. And so, again, we impress upon everyone to get it today if they haven't gotten it already, because after today it will go up. Because we have to take more account for different tickets and stuff. So That's about it.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Before y'all go, I wanna just ask you a couple of questions, inshallah, for our listening audience. But before we do that, let's go to a station break, inshallah.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to North New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and we're back. And so you're listening to Mahiya Al Al-Fuliha. This is your host, Imam Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. And with me tonight is Imam Mujahideen and Imam Hassan Bilal Hassan. And we want to thank both of you for being on as representatives of the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful. But I need to find out from both of you, so for our listening audience, how important is this year's A Time to Be Grateful?
I'll go first. It's very important because the journal itself, our beloved institution, the Muslim Journal, which is one of quite a few institutions that we have in our community, is in its transitional stages of its metamorphosis into going to a more, building towards a more sustainable institutional paper. And we cannot do that without the support of the subscribers, the current subscribers, and also talk about the importance of gaining new subscribers and taking the paper to newer heights. You will see at this conference on Friday, correct me if I'm wrong, Imam Mujahideen, on Friday there will be a meet and greet with the board, with the new Muslim Journal board. Is that correct? Friday morning,
we're going to do a breakfast, yep. Meet and greet over breakfast.
So Friday morning there will be a meet and greet with the new board, which Imam Mujahideen is part of, actually the vice president. Of that board, the president is Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad from Mashal Haq. So you'll get to meet all the board members at that time, and you will hear throughout the
and the host tonight, Imam Aziz, is also on the board.
Yes. We cannot forget that. Yes, you will meet the new team that was assembled by Sister Aisha Kate, Mustafa, our dear beloved sister, whose time wants to see us as a community really, really support the Muslim Journal and really get behind the transition in order for the make of the paper a more sustained paper, you know, business-wise, from the business standpoint, but also even making sure raising the bar in terms of it being already accredited paper. But just raising the bar in terms of how we're getting content, how we're fielding content for the paper, increasing in correspondence, young and old, especially young people more involved with the paper, and other aspects So this conference in particular, this year, is one of those pivotal years that you don't want to miss out on this information in terms of its transition of the Muslim Journal into a much bigger and sustained Muslim Journal. Imam Mujahideen.
Yeah, I echo that 1,000%. And just one more other addition I would say is that those who were there last year physically are not physically with us this year. And so Allah knows best when all of our time will come. And so we don't take these moments of these transitions, especially for our institutional legacy institutions, to miss out on key events. I mean, we know everyone can't go that's hearing our voice. We do also have a live stream option that's going to be made available. So if you can't come for whatever reason, there is live stream opportunity. But the event will go on, and you will get the benefit if you come. And we also have it if you can't come to get the benefit. And so just echoing the transitional position is crucial. Our community itself has been transitioned for the last 90-plus years, and we're at another phase, a pivotal phase. Not only as you hear Imam Bilal's voice about the sustainability of the paper, but also the impact of its work, the media, the publication, and the institute itself. One of the brothers on the call of our planning of our community meeting, our membership meeting rather, board member, mentioned that it's actually an institute. So you're looking at not just a business, it is a business, but it's also an institution. And so if you could make it, if you could send someone, if you could sponsor someone, if you could tune into the live stream, it's all made available so that we could take our voice to the next level. Because that's what it's about, too. You hear everything that's going on in media, and we're media. So I don't use that term about we're not corrupt media. Big. I don't use that because we're in media. And so if we're talking about media, we're talking about ourselves. And this is an opportunity to showcase that. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, he will bilayah al-Amin. And, you know, I can really appreciate what you both said, you know, with relation to regards to the importance of this. But I will add that if there is someone who is on the line and you have any questions for us in this last 15 minutes, please press 1 on your phone. And I want to just mention to all of us, when we talk in terms of sponsorship, please, if you can, sponsor a young person. You may not go, send a young person. Send a young person so that they can experience the gathering of our pioneers, our seasoned members, our dedicated workers. You can see all of that up front and get a taste of what the community of Imam Dr. Warafuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah is actually doing. And what happens is, once we get them to start coming out, there's going to be no turning back. I believe that strongly. I believe that this next wave is coming, and this wave is going to be led by our young people. But they will be going to be led by young people who will be influenced by the seniors, and they saw what they did, and they appreciated their work, and they're interested in the legacy. They're interested in carrying this thing a step further, taking it another in a step further, if you will. But our promised destiny is right in our hands. Allah has given us that, despite the trying times, despite the circumstances surrounding our situations, despite where we come from. The reality is that Allah has placed that in our hands. While everybody else is going through some changes, we are following the logic through its logical conclusion. Our young people need to see this. They need to see a progress report. They need to see brotherhood, people that are around each other, loving to be in each other's company, having fun, without having to do anything sideways. This is the Islam that the Imam, may Allah be pleased with him, was trying to teach us. This was the Islam, the legacy that he left for us, so that we can enjoy one another and appreciate each other. and at the same time make some progress so that we can together remake the world. So this is important for us. So if you have a young person, you want them to go, you know, send them down there. Send them down to East Rutherford. Send them down to Newark. Send them down to us, and we'll take care of them. We'll straighten them out. We'll make sure that they have a good time. But we want you to send them. We want as many young people as we can find, as many as we can get. We want to bring this thing back like when it used to be the conventions when the imam was here. May Allah be pleased with him. That we had all kind of young people coming to those conventions. The parents were bringing them. The grandparents were bringing them. But not all of you have gotten older now. And so now we got to find a way to get you to come back. Well, one thing that we can do is as a means to get them back is invite them. And if they can't make it, we can send them. If they don't have the money, send them, sponsor them. And this is my only request from the listeners, that if you have some young people, send them down to come hang with us on the weekend of the 7th through the 10th of December for our annual A Time to Be Grateful, which is the fundraiser, which is not only a fundraiser, but it's also a call to action. There are so many things that need to be done in our community, and there's so many things that our community is doing. Join us and be a part of that. Bring what we're doing down here where you're at, you see, and bring what you're doing where you're at down here so that we can get a piece of that. The idea is that we need to be there helping each other, and if you win, I win. And so that's my message tonight, dear brothers and sisters. I want to thank my two guests for all of the information that they shared with us. We have one more Monday before the event. I would hope that they would send someone else or they would come back and be with us next week because it's important that we that we talk it up. We have a caller. We got a few minutes left, so let me bring this caller in, inshallah. Okay, let me see here. 718, state your name, where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Abdul Lala
calling.
Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh. How you doing, Sister Lala?
I'm good. How yourself?
You all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we have Imam Bilal Hassan and Imam Mujahideen on for the Muslim Journal. A time to be grateful.
Yeah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My question is, you were speaking on a live show. What was that you call it? If you're not able to get there. Live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Is that free? Okay.
No, there will be a cost. There will be a cost for the live stream. There will be a small cost for the live stream that will be coming out in the shortly this week. Actually, you will have more information about the live stream, but there will be a small cost, and it's only signature event, right, Mujahideen?
Correct, correct. It covers the traditional time to be grateful banquet, the fashion show, the culture night, and I believe the business breakfast.
Yes, that's correct.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm trying to get there, but I tell you if I don't, I appreciate the live stream. I mean,
yes.
Let's get that started.
Yes, ma'am. You will have the information. We'll make sure you will get it to you as soon as it comes out.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you for taking my call, Imam Aziz.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah continue to bless you, sis. And we look forward to seeing you, whether it's live stream or in person, inshallah.
And the Jummah. The Jummah will also be available, I believe.
Did we say the Khatib is for the Jummah? Did we give them the special guest already?
I don't know.
Well, this our special guest Khatib is our dear beloved brother, Dr. Nasser Ahmed. Dr. Nasser Ahmed will be special khatib on Friday, inshallah. Yeah, she's coming up from Miami. Please keep him in your du'as. You know, he's been struggling with some health issues from what I understand from Imam Karim, Abu Karim Muhammad. So please keep him and everyone who is struggling with health at this point of time, keep them in your du'as. But he is coming, making his effort to come. Inshallah, he will be with us to give the khutbah on Friday.
We pray Allah that he keeps him healthy and that we get a chance to see him, inshallah. And so what I want you guys to do, if you don't mind, I thank you, Ben, for coming on and talking to the people, talking to us about the trying to be grateful and all of the events that are coming up. But I need you to give us some closing comments, and then Imam Hassan, could you close us out as well?
Okay, alhamdulillah. Mujahideen, you want to go first?
Okay,
I said a mouthful, and we just hope to see all you all there who can make it. And again, you can go to MasjidAlHaq.com for all your tickets. Even the live stream, it'll be up on there once it's ready. So you can get all your tickets from that same site, inshallah.
Inshallah. And my comment is that let us come out in droves. Let us come out in droves to support our beloved institution, one of our beloved institutions, the Muslim Journal. Let us collectively bring our heads together and bring our hands together, our minds and our hands, because you're going to need ideas. You also need people who are going to be willing to put in the work, because the brothers who came before us, brothers and sisters who came before us, really put in the work to keep the paper running and not missing a beat. Sister Aisha K. Mustafa is one of those people. We applaud her for her efforts. We love her. We love her dearly. We appreciate her and her efforts and her team of those pioneers, elders in our community, some who have returned to Allah and some who are still present with us, for their work and their effort and their sacrifice, right? And then, you know, we can't forget about the brothers who are out on the streets, downtown and downtown in the five boroughs and in Newark and in Chicago and in L.A. and et cetera, our dear beloved brothers, who are returned to Allah and some who are still present with us, the Muhammad Speaks salesmen, the brothers who pushed the paper, who answered the call of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and El Hajj Malik El Shabazz to take this paper and to give it to the people. This was the early form of what dawah looks like through a media perspective, an independent lens. And the Muslim Journal is an independent African-American Muslim-owned newspaper. There's a very few newspapers that are still African-American owned and operate as in existence today. Very few. A lot of them have fizzled out. In a sense, they weren't able to sustain themselves because of the paper industry not being the same as it once was. So what we have to do? We have to come together, inshallah. We have to come together. We have to buy our tickets, but also bring your ideas, bring your support. Take a subscription out. If you don't have a subscription to the Muslim Journal, take it out. Now is a good time to take one. And not only take one for yourself, gift one to your family. Gift one to your family. Gift one to the library in your local community. We forget about the people. The paper is not just for us. It's a community paper. Your doctor's office should have it. They have every day. They have every other paper. And every other magazine. They should have the Muslim Journal in their office. So let's take up that charge, inshallah. Let's take up that charge. We hope to see everyone at a time to be grateful. We hope to see you, your lovely faces, your beautiful spirits. You know, we're going to enjoy this event, this full event from Thursday to Sunday, get a lot out of it, but also, most importantly, we're coming together to support the Muslim Journal, so that is the focus, inshallah. So, with that being said, I guess it's time to close out. Right, Imam Aziz? We're good?
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. So let us close out. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. That is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. By the token of time through the ages, verily, man is in loss, except for those who are faith and do righteous deeds, and join together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. And thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla Abdullah, Executive Director for CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. With God's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We are openly acknowledging that God is one, that there are absolutely no partners with God, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of the one God. Through his example, we are able to live in this time, 450 years beyond the time of enslavement, here in the United States of America. Proactively and from the mercy of the Almighty, we stand with the human family that Juneteenth is a reminder of what once was and how we can.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. I hope to see you there.